And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of June, 2025. June 27th is International Pineapple Day. Pineapple is indigenous to South America and is thought to have originated in the Brazilian rainforests. It's been cultivated there for centuries, with its planting and harvesting ultimately spreading into Central America, the Caribbean, Hawaii, and beyond. Today, pineapples grow in many places around the world. In 1493, Christopher Columbus first encountered the pineapple on the island of Guadeloupe on his voyage back home. Together with his crew of Spaniards, they coined the strange fruit piña, or pine cone, because of its strange and spiky ovoid shape. It's safe to say they were fans of the fruit since they brought stores of them back to Spain and ultimately shared them with Queen Isabella as a gift. Packed with vitamins A, K, calcium, zinc, and phosphorus, fresh pineapple is also rich in vitamin C. Pineapple also gives us calcium, bromelain, an enzyme that's known to fight infections and even kill bacteria. It's full of dietary fiber, which aids in digestion. Pineapple also has manganese, potassium, a mineral that naturally regulates blood pressure, and antioxidants. And that isn't all. Pineapple fruit is also credited with helping to lower stress, reduce the risk of blood clots, brighten and clarify the skin, promote healthy weight loss, strengthen and thicken hair, and speed up muscle recovery, among many other proven benefits. Not bad for a tropical treat that's fun to eat. June 27th is also National Onion Day. The onion is one of the most cultivated plant species in the world. Its pungent flavor, versatility, and variety have led to the cultivation of this vegetable for over 7,000 years. There is no historical consensus on where the onion originated. It is believed to be native to Asian countries. What is certain is that today the onion is cultivated worldwide. Onions are highly nutritious vegetables that have several health benefits, including improved heart health, better blood sugar regulation, and increased bone density. It's the birthday of Tobey Maguire, born on this day in 1975. Tobey Maguire is an American actor and producer who rose to international fame for his portrayal of Peter Parker in Spider-Man. He has been vegetarian since 1992 and adopted a vegan lifestyle in 2009. He has stated that he made the decision out of concern for animals and the environment. It's also the birthday of Ruby Roth, born on this day in 1982. Ruby Roth is the author of the children's book, That's Why We Don't Eat Animals. She's an artist, author, and teacher living in Los Angeles, and a vegan since 2003. She's been teaching art in an after-school program where children's interest in healthy foods and veganism first inspired her to write. And here is Pineapple by Ishwar Gupta. Such is their greed that no part is thrown away, not crown, not base, not even the eyes, gouged out from the rind by the eye-eaters. But why do I speak ill of them? I'm no better. When I throw away the rind, my eyes fill with tears. I don't want to be called eye-eater by others. Add a dash of salt, a squeeze of lime, a spoon of sugar as divine as Chaitanya. Eat it bit by bit. Let the mouth fill with juice. And watch the child Krishna dance and drool. And here is Ode to the Onion by Pablo Neruda. Onion, luminous flask, your beauty formed petal by petal. Crystal scales expanded you, and in the secrecy of the dark earth, your belly grew round with dew. Under the earth, the miracle happened. And when your clumsy green stem appeared and your leaves were born like swords in the garden, the earth heaped up her power, showing your naked transparency. And as the remote sea in lifting the breasts of Aphrodite duplicating the magnolia, so did the earth make you, onion, clear as a planet and destined to shine, constant constellation, round rows of water upon the table of the poor. You make us cry without hurting us. I have praised everything that exists, but to me, onion, you are more beautiful than a bird of dazzling feathers. Heavenly globe, platinum goblet, unmoving dance of the snowy anemone, and the fragrance of the earth lives in your crystalline nature. Two poems for today, Pineapple by Ishwar Gupta and Ode to the Onion by Pablo Neruda. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to eat wonderful plants today.